asked to be Shi'at Kasha.
Then Gemara asked the question.
Then Gemara asked, and in the Gemara's Kasha, Gemara says Lechazek. And I ask you, what's the difference? So I'm telling you, because Lechazek is the outcome of it. The outcome of it is that it's Mechuzak. The mice of it is it became Yit Kasha. It became hot.
The
question is, what machshava are you looking at?
Bet HaMikdash, they need the avodah for the outcome.
We're not talking about the avodah, we're talking about making the dvarim.
The dvarim for
so, yeah, but also for the maisa should happen. So who tells you Malach Mashavis is for the outcome? Maybe Malach Mashavis the maisa. That this should happen. I wanted that this cup should go down. It went down. Or, I want this cup to go down because when it's in the air, it makes it cold. So what's the Malach Mashavis? On the Totsah or on the Masa?
Nobody do Masa without Totsah. Everybody needs
I understand, but what's the Issa? When do you need Malach Mashavis? Nasis Malach Mashavtecha. What? Shah HaTotsah Yatzah or Shah Masa Naset? That's the question in the Sugya. That's the big question in the
Sugya. Can you say again the Havamina?
Yes, I'll say it. You know what? Can I have this blackboard? Maybe they'll understand better.
No, just say it.
Yeah. The big board.
But the Hadar comment is a chelik, Shi'at Kasher. Rashi says it clearly.
According to the Ritva, right?
This is Rashi. So
Rashi.
That the hardening of it is a chelik of the bishul.
What
the Isur is bishul, which is Mir Parapi Vahadar comment.
What does
the Gemara say? The Gemara says Mir Parapi Vahadar comment.
It
becomes Kasher. So Rashi learned the whole thing is the bishul. That's the Isur. Exactly. We spoke about this yesterday. Fine. Comes along the Ritva, and from the Ritva is mashma not that way. Why? Because the Ritva says like this: Be'etzem, the Hadar Kamit is not the reason for the Bishul, because you see clearly the Hadar Kamit in Avodah Zarah is the reason why it's not Bishul.
Yes.
Shiurei to make it straight is not Bishul. You hear?
Yes.
What? Real Bishul is only Mir Parapi.
Yes, because
of Aye, what was he Mechaven for? Of course he was Mechaven for the Hadar Kamit. No. Now we have a problem.
He was Mechaven for
Hadar Kamit. Because you see over there, it's Mutter. The other Gemara says it's Mutter because it's Mechaven for Hadar Kamit. No, not yet. We're just on the case. We know what the case is. His Kavana was for Hadar Kamit.
Now, there.
Also, what does the Ritva say? Avol sof sof, yesh bo gam ripu ribu el
machmir. Yeah, there's two things.
Good. I'm saying, but what was his kavana? Yeah.
Hadar Kamit,
right?
Hadar Kamit.
He learns because of Hadar Kamit, it's not part of the
Gemara. Right? And that's what his kavana is for.
Since his kavana is for that, so he should
comes the Ramban, if his kavana was not for Bishul, and also yesh bo gam ripu marpi, which is Bishul, shiye what? It should be?
Mutar.
Why is this not a kash on Rashi?
Because Rashi learned
how the Kamit is a chelik of Bishul. That's it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, wait a second. So then what was the Gemara's kasha then? If the other Kamit we always held was a chelik of the Bishul, so what's the Gemara's kasha then?
Because you need the
mice
itself to have a
kavan. It says, Yit Kasher and Yichazek. Meaning, true his kavan is for what? His kavan was, true his Bishul is Yit Kasher. But his kavana wasn't lit kasher. His kavana was the totsa'ah, which is lechazek et adama. So if his kavana is lechazek, so odd pam you have the Ramban's kasha.
No,
that's good for what the Gemara is saying.
It's still part of the Bishul said about Rashi.
No.
According to Rashi, the masa, the yit kasher is the Bishul, but the sof davar. My kavana was for the sof davar, which should be lechazek. That's not Bishul. I wasn't mecham for Bishul, I was mecham for mechazek. Hadar Kamit is the masa. It becomes hard. Now that it's hard, what is it? It's now a hard chizuk, a strong piece of wood. Was my kavana that it should get hard? I don't care that it's hard. The main thing to me is what? The totsa, that it should be mechuzak. Why did I make this piece of wood soft and hard? Because I like to do things, make things soft and hard.
No, because you want it to be hard.
I want it to be strong.
Whatever, strong.
Not soft and hard. It's not hard, it's strong now. Now that it's hard, it's a strong piece of wood. I don't need a science, I wasn't doing a scientific experiment. Get a shon. Try. Where are you holding? You're holding with me? I cook an egg. Why did I cook the egg? I don't want to eat the egg. I want to take the egg and throw it at somebody. So I want it to be a real good hard-boiled egg, okay? Good?
Yeah.
Is my kavana that it should go from soft to hard or from hard to soft?
You don't care.
No. I just want that it should be a hard egg.
Okay, so that's how you
cook it. Mashenkin, if you're eating it, let's say. It's the act that I'm looking for. You see the difference over here by the wood? Of course I'm going back to my
Don't say act. You want to say the purpose why you're doing it.
Exactly. What's my purpose? My purpose is now that it went from soft to hard, now I have a good hard piece of wood.
Mini, but you wanted that.
I didn't need to see the hard and soft. The soft and hard is not the issue to me.
Meaning if it was possible to make it hard, not through making it soft.
Exactly. I wouldn't care about this whole business. I wish it didn't happen. That's the feedback. No, but that's the kasha the Gemara read. This is what the Gemara is asking. Even over here, that the kamit is a chelik of the bishul. Yeah, but that's not what I wanted. I didn't want the kamit. I wanted what's going to come after the kamit. So the Rabban's kasha is the lakasha. It comes out that you're not mechamim for the malacha. That's the kasha. That's right. So what's the teretz of the Gemara? Chamash malon, that we don't look at the malechso shavis is not in the result. The maisa. Maset malachta means your maisa was done. Exactly.
Even though
you really, ultimately, your kavana was what? To make a hard piece of wood, your malacha was nasis. You tried to go from soft to hard.
So,
according to Rabban, that the kavana is not a chelik of the bishul at all, now you're left with the kasha, your kavana is not for bishul at all. Your kavana was for that kind of kasha. Because sof, your kavana for mice is there.
Whatever was kavana is still the same kavana, but still you're chayav.
Why? Because even though your ultimate kavana was what? Because your kavana on the mice was to do this mice. That's the teretz of the Gemara. We do care. That's the teretz. Kamash malon, meleches mashavis is not in the ultimate, but meleches mashavis is in the mice. You sure did. I wanted to go from Rafi to watch more. I wanted to go through this because that's how I get to the next step. So it's so posh, I'll tell you, it's so true. Okay, you know what? It's a question. So what was the Gemara's question then? According to Rashi, what's the Gemara's question?
You wanted to make it commit.
True that your masa was what you had machshava to make what masa from Ripui to Kamid, but why did you want to do that? Sheyecha Zek, your whole kavana was it should become Chazak. So your problem is that your machshava is for Chizuk, and how can it be that you're chayev for the Ripui Marpa?
You didn't get your purpose.
Not that you didn't get your purpose. No, the problem is, how could you be chayim in Meleches Machsheves if I didn't care about the Ripui? I didn't care about the Yitkasha either. That's the Kashni Gemara. I only cared about the Chizuk Shabbai.
Right,
this the Gemara answers. But Lamasa, you wanted what? Mirperapi, because Amada, you wanted all this because this is the Masa. This will lead into what? The Hadar come to the Yibir Chazek. So I look at not at the Totsa'ah, I look at even the Masa also. Masa also, you see? So it comes out, was I choshev on the Maisa? So was I choshev on the Maisa?
Yes.
Choshev on the
Maisa. It's only about the Filip.
Huh? comes the Ramban, and Ramban says like this, whenever something is guaranteed, meaning when something, it's psik resha.
Yeah.
Now, Rabbi say, let's understand, what is psik resha? How do we understand psik resha? Is psik resha ki'ilu lagid? Slow. Every psik resha. Someone comes over to you in Hilchos Shabbos, psik resha chai. Tell me, toots the demon understanding psik resha. Let's see if you can be a lamdan. Tell me toots the demon. Come, Yosef.
One side is.
Psik resha could mean like this. You can't come and say lo kivanti. Why?
Because it happened.
Because it happened.
You know it's going to happen.
Smela what?
Smela you had. You smela.
Oh, there's two ways to learn psik resha. There's two ways to learn psik resha. Either you learn psik resha. Now where it's a psik resha, you don't need my kavana. Or where it's a psik resha, you do have my kavana. Which kavana do I have? On the Totsan or on the Masa? Let's say I drag a tape. When I drag a tape, okay?
Drag a tape. It's going to make a scratch.
You drag a tape. You know it's going to make the scratch. That's psik resha.
That was a simple section.
So what's... If psik resha chayim, okay? If you hold psik resha chayim, what's the pshat psik resha chayim? Psik resha chayim means like this. You know what's going to happen. So even if you were not in the chaven, don't tell me. The mice, it's called melechus mashal. Oy vilma, al ze kivanta. Pirush b'cholzot. Kivanti sheze yel b'cholzot asiti. I want it to be done. That's the famous shiloh that the Achronim asked, Farshim asked. Is psik resha kivanti? Or psik resha filo shlo kivanti chayam? Now, if you learn psik resha is kivanti, let's go one step further. What happens if it's l'nechali? What happens when it's l'nechali? So what is, and let's say it's l'nechali. And if it's nichali, so what's the difference of nichali? Kivanti.
No, what's the difference? The act.
Teretz is this nekuda. Do we look at the nichali, the outcome?
Outcome.
Or do we look at nichali, the masa? You definitely wanted the masa, but you don't want the outcome. You didn't want that she should make holes, but you wanted to drag it.
No.
Says the Ramban, a big chiddush, where you know for sure it's going to happen,
okay.
And it's not shayach that your result should happen without this maaseh, this becomes what?
Part of
it. Why? Make a cheshbon.
You know what's going to happen.
Memela what? Even though the mice is
the nechali, you want the tosana, but since you know this tosana is going to go through this,
so then it becomes,
automatically becomes like
a nechali.
One more time.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you. You know what? We're going to make it nice and easy. Ready? Yes, I said all this?
No.
Wow. You're a big evil. I want you to write on a piece of paper the following things. And I'm going to ask you this on a test Thursday, Mitzvah Shem. Of course. I'm going to ask you like this. Tell me something. Tell me, what's the reason why psik resha chayav? And the answer I want to hear is, all be glad, state something. All be glad, and lo be. I don't look at your machshava now anymore. Why? Because it's vaday gonna happen. Do me a favor, ma. It's kalu. Listen to what you have to say. Kalu b'masecha hatotzaot shebevaday yavo as a kalu b'masecha. A person can't come and say I didn't mean it, but you did it. What's the difference?
Yeah.
The person wasn't killed.
Like kivanti she. Hey, I stabbed him. Like kivanti she yelech lo lababa.
I just want to take
out
blood.
That's right.
It was
nichale. Meaning it's nichlal, the tzicha, and your mass, whether or not you're mechalel. That's all I'm trying to say. Or Hakavana Kvayesh. Kiyush Ataloshote Batao said ze. So the Kavan is there. That's the two ways. Question number one. Pshat in Psik Resh. Or Psik Resh. Enlcha Kavana Avalot Sikhima Kavana Shalcha. Or Psik Resh. Ilu Yeshlcha Kavana. Question number two. Psik Resh. Vimakom Delo Nechale. Right? Lama Psik Resh. Delo Nechale is Pat. The answer is. And the answer is. I didn't want to do this, right? Meaning it's Lenasis Machshavti. Pshat. Either you could come and say that when is it Kalul in my Masa? When is it Kalul in my Masa? Only if I wanted it. But if I didn't want it, it's not Kalul. Lefit Sad Hashemi, also you say what? Kivanti, Abel, the subs of Lorenzite, as Loya Cholagish Kivanti. Oh, wait a second. Comes the Ramban and says, Achirosh. Where there's no way to get to the maskana that you want,
but through
the maseh, which is loy nechelecha, then we're going to say that you're chayiv even on the psikresh loy nechel. Why? So that's where the nekuda comes in. Nimtza shema, she's a ken masecha, she ken kivanta. Hagam shat lo mechaven, but ken mechaven because you want the tatzah. Beautiful, right? Who? Even according to what? Even according to what?
First,
right? No, it doesn't make sense. That's what I'm trying to say. Rabban is mechadish. You can't say it's kol on my mice. It's not kol on my mice. I don't want it.
You
just
want it on the mice. You want the mice.
Who?
Did you do the mice?
Yes, so the taitis, then it's like I want it.
You can't say this on
I don't hear it. Let's go to the next step. Okay, now I understand why the Rishonim argued in what the Bish was. I understand why the Rishonim argued what the Bish was. Remember I told you that many Rishonim learned that what's the Bishul? The Bishul of the Mayim. Could we look up and show you where we says it's clearly the Bishul of the Mayim? You ready?
Mayim.
Yeah. Ready? I want to do the sheet as a Rambam. You want to do it now? We have a few minutes. We have to 1 o'clock.
Can you repeat the
secret? Yeah, we have 40 minutes. 20 minutes.
You know, get quickly a Rambam. Get quickly a Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah, here's a Rambam.
Prepare all these things. Prepare everything. Prepare Shem Mishnayot. Prepare everything. Next step. Loi Nichalei. And Nichalei. So how do we explain? Let's say it's Loi Nichalei. So you come and say like this. If I don't need your kavana, so what's loy nichalei? Loy nichalei means you can never be mechayiv a person for a masa where he lehedya doesn't want it to be done. Or don't say he was mechavin if it's loy nichalei. He doesn't
want. Why is psik reshia different?
Huh?
Why is psik reshia different?
Psik reshia is because there's no other way that it could happen. So you know that either he thought about it, or who cares if he thought about it.
So we're saying the one before loy nichalei.
So either like Nichalei makes it that we can't force on you a mass when you don't want it.
I mean, there's another way of doing it also.
No. Yeah. There's no other way, but Lamas, since you really didn't want this, you really don't want this, we can't attribute it to you. You don't want it. You really wish it didn't happen.
You could say something for Psik Reshe. I really wanted the hand.
I understand, but you did not care about the Masa. You wanted this, but you, who cares? Well, only this, but this also happened. Where's Lei Nichalei? It's not Lei Nichalei, it's a question, it's the next step. What happens now that's Psik Reisha? What happens with Lei Nichalei?
Yes.
So either you say Lei Nichalei, we can't attribute you the Maisa, or Lei Nichalei means what? You're not being Mechavin. The whole thing is you're being Mechavin, you're not being Mechavin. Psik Reisha means you're Mechavin. But if it's Lei Nichalei, we can't call you a Mechavin. You don't want this to happen.
But
Psik Reshe
also doesn't have to do this.
Maybe it's the same thing that like Rabbi explained Psik Reshe.
No, it's not.
Psik Reshe Nichalei also, Dolo Nichalei. Either we say that you didn't want it to happen.
Psik Reshe not that you didn't want it to happen.
No, the Maaseh
happened. Psik Reshe, I thought about this and not that. So we tell you, you're crazy, you thought about both. When could we say you thought about both if you wanted Taka to happen? But if I Bedavka didn't want it to happen, don't say I thought about both. the same thing. What you saying?
What's Psik Resh again?
Psik Resh is if there's two things that are going to happen.
Psik Resh for sure this is going to happen, even though I didn't want it to happen.
I didn't say I didn't want it to happen. I said I wasn't mechamen for that. I wasn't thinking about that.
That it should happen.
That's
what's the difference?
Psik Resh means I thought about this, not that. So we tell you, who cares what you thought about? Lamaisa, that's what happened.
So by same thing, by the
but if it's Lainichli, we could say, you know what? Just because you didn't think about it, but Lamaisa, just because it's not going to happen. It's not the
but that's
same.
Wait.
Psik Resh means
okay,
when you know something. Okay, so what's Lainichli?
Lainichli
means even though you knew it was going to happen, but since you didn't want it to happen, we can't be mechayiv. Or you can't say that the guy had kavanah for this too when he was crying and screaming, I don't want this to happen.
Even though he had a kavanah on the mice.
Even though he had kavanah on the mice.
But look at the result, which defines
that's the teretz. That's exactly. So what's the pshat? Because we look at the totsa'ah and not
the
mice.
And
then
I'm old, no, even in this case it would be high because
why?
You had the mice,
because you had the mice.
So what is
you want to do me a favor? You want to do me a favor? Tell me. Now that you understand it. Now, exactly. Exactly. Now that you understand it, could you help me out here a little bit?
Rebbe, so what is
you want to help me out here a little bit? Tell them what it is.
Rebbe, what does it mean that Psik Resh lo nichlo?
Psik Resh means you knew that it's going to happen, but you wished to the to Shemayim that it didn't happen.
You didn't want it to happen.
Why? Because then we say, I can't say you did it. You don't want it to happen.
That's Psik Resh lo nichlo.
That's lo nichlo.
For example, what's the case for that?
I'm telling
for
you.
For example, let's say you're dragging a bench under what's the name. You wanted the
you
bench.
You don't
want
to make holes in the floor.
You don't
want
the
bench.
It happened like that.
So that's Psik Resh lo nichlo.
Lo nichlo. Therefore, we cannot accuse you of
questions like this. Comes along the Ramban, and he says a big yisoyin. Even where it's lo nichlo. If there's no other way, see, by a bench, I could carry it on my back.
Yeah.
I could take 10 people to carry it.
You don't have to be dragging.
Oh, so therefore, it's not. It doesn't have to happen. It could have been done in a way where it didn't. Then we say, Lainichalein, it's mutter. But where there's no other way to get electricity, how else? You want to get 10 people to say, and say Tehillim all day. It's not gonna. You're not gonna get light.
Maybe people have energy.
Energy. Oh, you get people with energy. The only way to get it is if you turn on the switch.
That's
us. That's us. Even with Leinichli. Even with Leinichli, that's gonna be us. Says the
meaning to have the chicken then without
slaughtering. What is that chiddush? What is the gevart? Think about the gevart. He's saying to say it's true. Since you wanted
you
the tzotzah,
okay.
The mele you wanted this ma'isa.
So
there is no other way to say it because you wanted this ma'isa.
He's explaining like
so. Mutar to drag it a bench.
A bench is mutar when it's leinichalei because
it's heavy.
Because you could have gotten someone else to do
so
it.
So we're saying if there's a possible way of doing it differently,
we're doing it differently.
Then it's not Psik Resh. Because that's how a sugi.
That's Psik Resh.
Our sugi is that's the question. We want to know where the machshava has to be. If the machshava is in the toitzah, right? Even though it's not on the mice at all, but since you need this mice to get to that toitzah, that's called already malach smashev is on the mice.
In the beginning, we thought, Rabbi, I'll tell you. In the beginning, we thought.
The way to come to this, till only through this,
Psik Resh.
It becomes like a Psik Resh, and it becomes like your mice, your mechav.
The thesis!
Okay. Around the following questions. According to Rashi, very nice. Ochel Torah, yeah. According to Rashi, what is the bishul in the case of sichta? According to Rach, what is the bishul by sichta? Okay. According to Shita Rambam, what is the Bishul by Sichta?
Please remember
Ritva. No.
Okay, no, I thought maybe it was an echo or something.
No.
Okay, Now,
Rambam.
Rambam, Perik Tet, Halacha Vav. Okay? You look over there. Homer. This is your homework for tonight.
Rambam.
Rambam. Rambam.
My money.
Halacha what?
No, Ritva's after. Ritva's after.
Perik Tet, Halacha
Vav. Perik Tet, Halacha Vav.
That's all?
No, but that's all. Rakashav Itchal. According to Ritva. According to Ritva. What is the Bishul here?
Same question.
What is the Bishul? Okay. According to... Came out? These are yours. Okay, good. According to Ritva, what is the Bishul? Come. Wait two more minutes. What is the Bishul? Okay. Now, listen good. Next question. Is the Ramban's question a question on Rashi?
Huh? Is the Ramban?
Ramban's question a question on Rashi? No.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Oh, that's what Rashi learned.
Rashi learns different. Rashi says,
what's Rashi say?
That's, is Rabban's question a question? Rabban's question, okay.
What Ramban?
Is Rabban's question a question on Rashi?
Question mark.
According to Rashi, what's the Gemara's question of Shirui Kom Mechaber?
Rashi?
Yes.
Ma?
What is the Gemara's question? The Shirure Mana Kamechaber. The Shirure. What's the Gemara? Mana Kamechaber. According to Rashi. Next question. According to Rashi, what's the Teretz of the Gemara?
Well, what's the question?
According to Rashi, what's the Teretz of the Gemara? Of Mir Peravi Vahadar Kamech. What's the Teretz? Exactly what we're doing right now. According to Ritva, what's the Kash of the Gemara? According to Ritva, then it's separate. The Bishul's only the Mipa Ravi. What's the question? It's all set. Mipa Rafi, the Hadar Komet, what's the question according to Ritva of Mishra Shari Kamechavin? And what's the Teretz of the Gemara? Same thing, according to Rashi, what's the Kasha, what's the Teretz? Yeah? And according to Ritva, what's the Kasha? No?
Yeah.
Ritva, what's the question, what's the Teretz?
Yeah.
According to Rashi, what's the Kasha of the Gemara? And what's the Teretz of the Gemara?
Okay. And according to Ritva,
also, what's the Kasha of the Gemara? What's the Teretz of the Gemara?
Yes, two questions, basically.
Okay, good. What's the Pshat and Psik ratio?
Pshat.
Why is Psik ratio Chayim? So you give me some. You have doubles?
Again, two Pshat.
Why is it when it's psik reisha the loy nechali?
What's the question?
Psik reisha chayim. Mapsha psik reisha chayim.
Why
is psik reisha chayim?
Okay,
Tut stadim. Why is psik reisha loy nechali pater? Tut stadim. Why is Psegresh the Leinechali Patra Tut Stadim?
No place.
Make a side dish as dessert. I got another plate for dessert. Why is it Psegresh the Leinechali where it's Yev Shah Be'ofer Nacher HaMalacha according to Rabban Chayav? Why?
Why?
Because there's no other way but to get it this way.
Sitat Rashi.
Very nice,
beautiful Rashi. Okay. Today, Mitz Hashem, we're going to do the Shita of the Rambam, how he learned the Gemara. We do the Shita of the Yereim, He didn't learn the Gemara. Then we're going to do the Shita, the Tosfot Reed, which, by the way, I think it's in the Piskun. Do we have a Piskun over here?
Yes, yes, yes.
So bring the Piskun. That's what it is. Now, let's begin like this. We begin with the Shita of the Rambam. Okay? With the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam, yeah, you have the Rambam here?
Yes, Rabbi, we do.
Okay, bring me the Rambam. Bring me my notes from yesterday. Bring me my notes from yesterday. My notes are here. Kolshu. או המחמם את המתחות עד שתעסק החלט, הרי זה תולדות מבשל, יחי, פשוט יחי. וכן הממסס את הדונג, או את החלב, או את הזפת, והכופה והגפרית כי יוצא בהם, הרי זה תולדות מבשל חיה. וכן המבשל כלי אדמה, מבשל כלי אדמה עד שיעשו חרץ חי משום מבשל. כללו של דבר. Now this is what I wanted. What's the rule? You hear? What's the rule? כללו של דבר. פרק ט' הלכה ו'. You hear? כללו של דבר. What's the rule? It says the Rambam like this. בין שריפה גוף קשה באש, whether he makes a kasher rafui, or shehiksha guf rach, harei zeh chaya mishum mevashel. So the Rambam here is telling us that batzem, there are two problems here. There's what? There's kishui ve'aripu, right? That's what's mashma from the Rambam. Comes along the lechem mishnah. And he explains the Rambam as follows. Okay? So again, when you read this Rambam, you walk away saying like this, that the Rambam is learning Ripui and Komet two times Bishul. Yeah? The guy was Mavashal twice. Yeah, now make room for him across, right across. Daniel, move over a little bit. Who omer toladav? Chayav. Again. Come, now you come, make room over here, right between. Come.
From Rambam it's mashma what?
From Rambam is mashma, clearly. Chlalo shel davar. Chlalo shel davar. The rule. You hear what the rule is? It's an unbelievable Rambam, because the Rambam is telling you Yisodei Hilchot Bishul in one line. Klalo shel davar ben shiripa guf kasher ba'esh, whether he made soft a kasher or shiksha guf rach, reza chayav mishum mevashel. Of course it's dafka esh. Anything else is not of course. Yeah, toldot or if you do it with the sun, you're not chayav. No, it has to be dafka esh.
Hare what?
Harei zeh, says the Rambam, chayav mishum mevashel. Chayav mevashel. Problem. Our case is chayav twice then.
Why?
Huh?
Because he made it soft. And then
made it soft.
What?
Hard, soft, and soft to hard.
That's amazing. What was the beginning? What was the end? What was beginning and what was the end?
So let's see the Mishnah.
There's no two Mishurim on one thing.
It was hard. It was soft. It became
this. Hi man, the shadow sichta latuna, chaya mishum mivashel. Vikshu pshita. Vitirtzu. Mao di teima lishurim manakam echam likamash milan the algemar. Upirish Rashi. The mirper rafi ay de choma or famayin shabatoncho ulachar sheyatzu meimav hamid mitkasher v'chirafi bereishav b'mishul mashma the besichta ilav the rafi b'tchila loyav chayim. It's mashma if not for the rafi b'tchila you would never be chayim. Ve'ech kasav shabachal makroim shehik sheguf harach shechayav. Every time that you make a guf rach kasher, you chayiv. So what do you need mipar rafi in the big? Why do you first need it to go to soft, to go all the way to hard?
You don't first need that. You just Rashi is just telling you what's happening.
Which means, in other words, what's he asking? He comes out. He's mevashel twice. That's basically the lechem mishas kasher. In other words, again, if lu yitzuyar, it was wet, right? Why are you doing this? It should become hard. So there's your bishul right there. Nachon? Why does Rashi have to speak out that it becomes soft? Why is that important? Even if it went from wet to dry, that's already, you're finished. That's what should be according to the Rambam. Correct. So the question is, according to you, Rambam, it comes out.
Putting into Rambam the words dry to wet to dry.
Because that's how it began. It began wet, and you're trying to make it a little chazek, to make it hard. Is that true or not true?
So it's not wet, dry, wet. It has to do with soft and hard.
Which means wet is soft. What else happened?
The question. You just said soft.
It's very, very simple. It began wet, and you're trying to make it hard, correct? Nachon Simcha? I know it was hard, but now it's right now. When you're putting it into the fire, what do you want? You want to make it hard. You want to dry it. So you're chai for that. Finished. End of story. Why do you need that it became soft? What's in the game? Meaning. So you're chai twice. That's his question. The husover, the chol dover lach, shemit pashel, afa pi shemit kasher, chaya mishum bishul, dumi de ofer. The husover, the chol dover lach, shemit pashel. Anything wet, that's mit pashel, afa pi shemit kasher, even though it became hard, chaya mishum bishul, dumi de ofer. Mash amru besichta shu kli adama lefi dato zal apirush maldutemo she'eno se shum lacha sharehem chazakim shehem mitchazkim yoter chamash mulon shechay vala bishum eshu tchila esh marpo otam v'nasa lach v'chakar makshe otam v'mishmach hi chayim avul olum davar lach chayim v'kishuyo. Meaning like this. Over here says Lecha Mishnah. Yes, you could. Says the Lecha Mishnah. Over here, it's a very funny case. You know why? Because how did it start? It started that it was kasher. Meaning, even though it was a little wet, but it was a hard thing, right?
Yes.
It becomes soft, and because it became soft, it became harder.
So the soft causes to become
so
hard.
So me, Omer, who says Lecha Mishnah, when something was originally hard, and it becomes harder, is Bishul.
No, because you see from the water itself,
it doesn't
become part of the water.
He's saying according to the Rambam, why does the Rambam need that it became soft and then it became hard? And the answer is because here, even though it was a lach,
here
in our case, but the lach didn't change because it's a lach in a yavish, meaning it's in a piece of wood. And this wood is
little bit yavish.
It was dry and now it's drier. Who says that's bishul? From soft to hard, that's going to be bishul. From ktsat hard to yoter hard, miyom mesh is a bishul. I didn't say you didn't say right, but that's what I said. The minute you said that, I said now you say.
But how we end?
She's saying that's why the Rambam needs that it became soft. In order that now that you could say it went from soft to hard, that's why you're chayav.
It became mitkasher.
First, no kashi.
You made something in between.
What?
What's the first thing? Hard soft. You want to look at it?
From hard to soft, because it's not negated, it never remains soft.
Yeah, but then it goes
with... It never remains soft.
Because more harder.
You need the ripui, kidei shakishu yeh mamash bishul, im lav zelo mamash bishul. That's lech mishis pshat.
But if you Rambam,
if you're going to come and say, is it kasher? You know what the problem is, Baba Simcha? Lom it kasher. Hayak kasher. Kasher yoter. So what? Shav, it became soft, and it went back to hard. Ilu zemosif, that adds to the bishul now that it's hard.
Because I'll tell you why, Rebbe. What does bishul do, Rebbe? Because really,
what is the bishul? Which is the kishui. According to Rashi, what's the bishul? Haripui beina tzarich et ze kidei shakishui yeshinui. Rambam just says like this. God, the Rambam saying in all cases, the Rambam saying be soft. In general rule, whenever you went from hard to soft, from soft to hard, what's the problem? Our sugi. The Rambam doesn't discuss our sugi. The problem is our sugi, says the Lech Mishnah. What do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara is mashma that you only chayv one, even though it went from hard to soft, soft to hard. The Gemara says chayv one. Mars is chayv one. What do you mean? Mars is chayav. Mars is chayav shtayim. Mars is chayav. It's one bishul. This rabotai is the yisod of the lech mishum. That the reason why we need marperopi only to make the kishui at the end a shinui.
Okay.
Now.
Chaos.
Okay. Now.
Yeah, because more harder. This is the shinui.
Oh. Now. Why is this very important? I'll soon show you why this is very important, Yisod. I'll soon show you. Now, I told you that there's a sheet of the Yireim. Yeah, sure. You had the Piskarid? Huh? The Lechem Mishnah is learning from here, Kasher, Lekasher, Rak Yoter Kasher, is not called a Bishul. Not called a Bishul. And you want to know something? I hold he's right, and I'll tell you why I know hold he's right. If you something is cooked in Machal ben Drusai.
Yes.
Machal ben Drusai.
One third is cooked.
One third cooked. And you went and you continued cooking it. Are you chayiv on Shabbos?
Of course.
No. Not chayiv.
Not chayiv. Good, that's Isur Shia and all these things.
Yeah.
I'm saying
the right and you're
Chayav. No, but
Midorayim. You're not Chayav, right? So what do you see from here? Mikasher, Lyoter Kasher. Am I right or wrong?
Not because of that.
So what is it? Because it's Kfar Nigmar, finished. Ani yomei mashu ke lakachta davar shezer kemachab ben drusai.
Ah,
mamash, b'Shabbat. B'Shalta, malacha.
Rebbe, can I ask you a question?
Nachayf bishul.
Rebbe.
Not bishul.
Rebbe.
No? So you see, that once the thing is kasher, you can't make it yoter kasher. There's no more. You never have more. There's no thing as more. Either it went mirach le kasher or kasher le rach, lo mi kasher le yoter kasher.
You said it's kasher, maybe it's make it rach. Some achalim, when you cook them, they make it rach.
So you have to see, rach kasher means raw, not raw. Once it's not raw, then it's finished. Why you chay mishum bishul? Because since over here you also had marperapi, it also got soft in the middle, so that helps out that it that even though it's kasher from kasher, it's already chayav. Because in the middle went all the way to marperapi. Now, listen to me. Come now, listen
carefully.
Now there's a shita of the Yireim. The shita of the Yireim is. And grad I find it's in the Miri. The Miri Lamed Ches brings it down also. The Miri Lamed Ches brings
it.
You want to bring me a rain? Okay, come, come. Huh? No, no, no. I want to continue. I have. Come. So it says like this. What happens, says the Urayim, why don't we look at the fact, should be Shalta Mayim, that you cook the water. Cook the water. Now this is brought down Shulchan Aruch. Look at Shulchan Aruch Shin Aleph, Mem Vav.
Not that you cook the water, you disintegrated the water.
No, you evaporated the water.
You evaporated the water, good.
I said exactly the same thing.
But how did it evaporate? By first being cooked.
Okay, but
there's no kashrut.
But what is it, Baba? What is it? Yes. No, he's taking a noob shot. What's the bishul in our sukkah? Yeah? Ripoy, kishui, the water. You cook the water. Yireim, yud reish aleph yud mem. Simon Mem Vav. Okay, who wants to read? Come, Bobby, you'll read. Shin Aleph. Bring me a regular Shulchan.
Which one?
Bring me a regular Shulchan. Shin Aleph. The Meran. Meran. Read Meran. Kadim. Mem Vav. Sif Mem Vav. Shin Aleph, Sif Mem Vav. Gadim.
Wet clothing.
No?
Gadim, Ashurim B'mayim.
Oh, Gadim, Ashurim B'mayim. You have clothing that's what? That has water in it. Now listen carefully. Oh. Now, think about how it's Mamash our case, right? You're doing it Samuch Lesh, and what happens? Continue. Mamish the same case, right? Samuchlesh, go ahead. No? Why can't you do it Samuchlesh? Mishum Milaben. Oh, Mishum Mevashel. Kimo Unin Shal Pishton, the Imken, Afilu Bishriumu Etet Asur. Miu Bimakom Shena Yatzoledit Bo. What happens if it's not enough heat that it should be Yatzoledit Bo? Lekka Mishum Bishel. And you only have a lot.
You do have a lot.
You'll have Malabin, but you won't have what? Right? Malabin is Trisa. You know, make Trisa on Shabbos. You see what the Magen Avraham is doing? It says, you know, Samach Le'esh. So the Magen Avraham wants to know, why not? Why not? You know this. You know how Noger this is, by the way? You have no idea how Noger this is. Oh, Mamash Lalachim. You know how it's Noger? Let's say a guy has his shoes on Shabbat, it's wet. Went into the snow and it's wet. Is he allowed to put it next to the radiator?
No.
Is Mashmi not allowed to do it, right? You're not allowed to do it. So what's the reason? It says over here. So Linakvam will be Asor.
What?
Because you're Chayiv Mishum Schita. But let's say you're not Menakev. You're just putting it over there. Squeezing, no? Menakev, no?
Take a towel.
You're not allowed to take a wet towel and use it. You know you're not allowed to use a wet towel on Shabbat?
Okay, not wet towel.
Huh?
Dry towel.
Yeah, but a wet towel you're not allowed to use Mishum Schita. See, he's talking about a wet towel. Don't use it. Now. Wet is wet. It's not damp. Wet
towel.
It has to be wet.
It has to be
wet. You're sending me to other sugis. I want to learn here. Yeah? Okay, that's not the point. What do we see from here? Yuchai Mishum what? Bishul also. Unbelievable. What? It's our sugya. Where do you think it comes from? It comes from our sugya. And lipun. When we call makayim, nafkemino, the ain shruim b'mayim chamim, shayat zoledit bo. The mishum bishul leka, the ain bishul achar bishul. The chenim amayim atat sonen, ela shekvar nitbashlu pam achad, v'nitztananu, la sovrim degam belach ain bishul achar bishul, Bishul business up. Now, since we're keeping it like this, won't be another nafkamina. If, let's say, the water was cooked already, meaning, let's say you have a tea that spills on Shabbat. Tea.
Right. Yeah.
Tea that spills on Shabbat. And you go and you clean it with a towel. And you put the towel on the heater.
Ein bishulach habishul.
Oh, so we halacha the ein bishulach habishul.
No, there's
machlokes. He says we can be mek. It won't be a problem.
What?
Yeah? Rabbi, when, like, Yireim says a very simple
thing.
Exactly. Yireim says to his son, that whenever you have water which evaporates from a keli, from a beggar, because of heat, that's already called chimum and bishul. And we see it by the case of Begadim. Mamash, this is the Yireim. Yes.
Once you have the clothing dry, so what does it matter if the house
There's no heat. I mean, the issue is not different. I mean, let's say if I put in the sun, it won't be a problem. It has to be Ali Deh Ha'esh. That's the law.
Why?
Pater. So the truth is, there's a very, very famous. Now listen carefully. Wait a second. If you think that he's wrong, you should know Igli Tal speaks exactly his kasha. The Igli Tal wants to know, what's the difference if the egg cooked al yidei ha'or, or the egg cooked because of...
It cooked.
What's the difference? Now listen carefully. So Pashat, nobody speaks about this question.
But isn't this the way of
Xavier? The answer is because al yidei esh is the ofen ha'malacha. Right. Finished. That's the way it was.
Total
day. The Igli Tal is the only one that says no. He says, I'll tell you pshat, because we do look at the Totsah. You see, his question is, let's look at the Totsah. He says, there's a very big difference in taste.
Yes. Yeah.
In taste. Between an egg that's cooked in fire and an egg that's cooked on the sun.
Yeah.
And the male, you don't have the same Totsah. It's a very famous Igli Tal. With this, a lot of Puskim want to say that in a microwave, there's no bishul. Because it's not al yedei ha'esh. The tutsah is not the same. And that's why you don't have dinim, a boss, a b'chal, and all these halachos.
It doesn't have the same taste.
Avada doesn't have the same taste.
It's a lot of different taste.
Yalkut Shuf talking about it.
The tutsah is different. It's a different taste.
Everybody talks about it.
The tutsah is different.
How we create that food is not the same taste.
I don't know. Maybe he used to cook eggs in the sun. You don't feel the difference. The Igli Tal felt it.
Did you ever try? Thank you.
You know what's cooked in a microwave and ochel that's cooked in a microwave.
It's so true, Rabbi. It's so disgusting.
And Ramayisha even has another tzak. Ramayisha has in a microwave, it's not even called derech bishul because em mevashlim bo, rak mechamemim bo.
Oh, that's true.
Another famous
head. Yes, because you cannot
memorize. Right, achshav, biyamenu, ke'et shu achshav, Kimoshi Amarli Nechdi Mordechai Pendler. Yeah, he's doing it. And Mivashlim. Right. At the time that the microwaves came out, people didn't cook in it. They only used it to warm up.
It
becomes dry. People do not cook in a microwave.
Yeah, it becomes dry.
It's dry. In the Shulchan Aruch that we paskin like this.
Okay, good.
It's not Stam Sipurei Safta. It's a Shulchan Aruch. Shin Alef Menvav. It's brought down clearly. We paskin like this halacha. That water that evaporates like they chom ha'esh is chayim.
Right, okay.
Okay? Now,
so what about this question?
Oh, so his question is a murder question. Bishlam, when you have bread, right? Bishlam, when you have liquid, and it went from hot to cold. So there the pshat is, it never reached hachom shitzarich, when what? When it's not yad soled, fine. But over here that the bishl is the fact that it disappears, that's right. The ikar of the bishl over here. So that's what's the Yatzoled or not, right?
But maybe he reached until Yatzoled. The biggest
is reaching. Since Shulchan Aruch, Rav Kivega says, and in case it doesn't, so then you're patur. But Lamas, it'll evaporate. So another hour will evaporate. What's the difference? Yeah. Eventually it'll evaporate. Take a longer period of time.
Do you love it?
So the truth is, the kasha la'atzma is a shtus. But the yisoid is a true one anyway. What I mean the kasha la'atzma is a shtus? I'll explain to you why. The evaporation, it calls man, it doesn't come al idea ma'isa bishul, so it's evaporation, not bishul.
Okay.
The issue is not to evaporate the water, the issue is to mevashel the water.
It cause.
Evaporate. Mayim yotzim. The lashon.
Mayim mitadem.
Mitadem?
Mitadem.
Mitadem.
Check out, you guys know this. Such a beautiful. He had an edim from what you call from the Batz Mechalov.
Edim. Edim is vapor. With
Aleph.
Vapor. With Aleph is.
Vapor. I remember the way you used to say vapor. For many years you used to say vapor.
Remember?
Vapor.
Upon him, even so, this is a tenet to your question, even if it was a question. Meaning, the totsal is not the ikar. Meaning the totsal is not the same. It's not the same. Not the same totsal. Kol zman. Whenever you have even the totsal, right? It's not the same. Not the same totsal. Okay, no. Let's go back. Now, ready? Let's go back. Put it away. Kiveg is saying a moedik chiris. What happens if it's you? Oh, what happens? So let's say a guy spills tea on the table on Shabbat. So, and he goes and he puts his then he cleans it up. You know what you could do? Take it. Chutz mi abaya shem laben. You won't be chayif for bishul. Because ain't bishul, I'll have bishul. Huh? Bishul?
It's mine, no?
There's a machlok by lach.
So what, when you put
talon,
it doesn't get white,
it gets still black. So maybe the one, maybe it's something that has color, there won't be malabin either. And anachanami, it won't be chayif. Anachanami, if it's, let's say, not too hot water. Let's say it's dirty water. Okay, let's say it's tea. Let's say it's soup. It won't be malabin. Anachanami. It won't be malabin. You'll be, and there won't be mevashim.
So what's the question?
No question. So far I brought you the sheet of the Urayim. Now let me tell you the two questions on the Urayim, and what? You should be jumping off your chair already. Jump! You guys should be jumping.
I don't.
Huh?
Wait. Okay.
What? What's the sheet of the Urayim?
Shamai.
Okay. Now listen carefully. Can I ask you a question? Is there a shear for Bishul?
No.
Right away.
Once it got to the level of Yatzim.
So let's take a look at Halachalam. Halachalam Ice.
Yeah,
shear. How much am I going to be mevashel? Kamach, eichud. What is the eichud of bishul?
The whole kosher is to change from one to another, so it's right away.
So if let's say a guy changes a tipa, chayev?
For sure, chayev.
That's a question on the sea, but
chayev.
It drops on the.
Bishul goes. You look at it. Let's say this. Of course, but if you want to cook, if a chadicha, you know this chadicha takes an hour to cook.
Oh! The shear! Kigro get it, you hear?
Why?
What's the cash over here on the Urayim?
How can you say wafer?
Ezer Bishul Yes Pot! Tipot! Bafilulo Tipot! What kind of Bishul? What do you mean Bavashuli? What?
Okay, maybe there is water. Maybe there is water. He says only one drop of water with Arabi.
You know what a grogeret is?
Do you ever need water to be like...
How much is a grogeret? What?
One second, you need water?
It's more than kezayit.
This much?
It's less than bacon.
Yeah.
This much?
Yeah. That's how much water you have in a piece of wood?
Yeah. Why not? Why not? Why can't you have this much water?
You don't have this.
Shtuya, what are you kidding me?
You're not talking about...
So what's the maskona, Rebbe? The maskona, what's the...
Rebbe, we have this much water.
You have, right?
You have that. It's possible.
But not
Shad
Rebbe,
Rebbe.
I asked this to many Rosh Hashivas. It's unbelievable. God, what are you talking about? When we learned Shabbat, I went around asking all the Hashivas, and like, what are you talking about? He's a Bishul. Mashach Bishul. See, if you're talking about a smart tooth, okay, Gadim, he could squeeze out a Kegrogerit. But you're talking about a piece of wood. It's... Where's your shit?
What do you mean, Rebbe? What is the law? There has to be water. Of
course, you would never get it.
Yeah.
It has to take the time.
No, not water.
How do you know there's no water?
How can it be water or get a piece of wood?
Well, how do you know what piece of wood is? Maybe it's a big piece of wood like this and it has a full.
As much wood as you're going to put.
It's a
as much wood. You know what a grogeret is? You have to have a half a cup of water.
You have.
It's the yisod of this halacha.
So you hold care kosher.
It's not true. Nobody holds kosher. We all keep greatness. Bishul's keep greatness.
Just a question.
Could you be chayiv for the tipot of mayim that you mechamem on me?
Maybe just boil already. Nothing to say with, but...
Good. But how much water could you be mevashal already? Huh?
Why we cannot say? You're saying the kosher.
We pass with Kigregris.
No, I don't understand. The broker thing is to be chayav. But like Hadgir, you can't do even a small amount. Kosher.
Yeah, but it says chayav. Now in case chayav. Okay, now listen carefully. There's another question over here too, Rabbi. Let's make a cheshbon how the Yireim learned the Gemara. You know what? Close everything till now, and let's start over again. Pshat. How do you read the Gemara? Come, ready? Baba, start reading the Gemara. According to Yireim, let's see how you read the Gemara. According to Rashi, hard, soft, hard, Rambam, soft, hard, soft. Beautiful. According to Yireim, it has nothing to do with hard, it has nothing to do with soft. What does it have to do with? Bishlamai.
Let
it dry
right away, and it's also considered
to be shot. Evaporated.
That's how you
ramble.
So according to it, doesn't make sense. We could be the kasha
to send that. Read the Gemara. Start from the beginning. Ahu, the what? Oh. For what? Because he cooked the water. Mevashel. Because he cooked the water. Continue. Pshita. He was mechavin for what? Hushrei mana, to straighten out the mana. Smela what? Hushrei mana, what? To straighten out the mana. So what was the Gemara's kasha? You have to say hulam mechavin ala bishul b'chol. Meaning he didn't care about the water to be cooked. So what's the Gemara's teretz? Kamash Milan.
Since he makes it so. What salt? What salt has to do with the evaporating?
Masha'a chad v'ashem v'azah. Oy, Mishel, amayim ola, Mishel. Oy, kamer ola, Mishel.
Me, it's asking the question.
Since he became salt.
Kamash Milan. What's the Kamash on the Gemara?
Not the water.
It's not the water. It's nothing to do with anything. It's pili plain.
Rebbe, because of this, Irem, asking the question.
It's a question and Yireim were asking.
No, he's asking on Gemara. Why is Gemara saying?
He's not asking, he's giving the Pshat.
Yireim learns the Pshat Chayav. Why? Because Bishal Tamayim. Teretz the Gemara makes no sense according to Yireim. Nothing. It's a Kemo Medaber Lakirot. It has nothing to do with it. Huh? No, Yireim is a Posek. Yireim is a Pesach Halacha. You're not going to ask
him.
He's the Rebbe of the Balei HaTosfot. Yireim is the Rebbe of the Balei HaTosfot. Rebbe Lezer Mimitz. He was the Rebbe of Taisus. Rabbeinu Tam's Rebbe was Rebbe Lezer Mimitz. Nope, Rashi's grandfather. It's a grandfather, grandson, and the Rebbe was Rebbe Lezer Mimitz.
You know
what's Pshat? What should I do? You know, I'll bring you Yireim. My grandfather
wrote Pshat.
I'll bring it. I'll donate one to the show. Go, next. Okay, it's not a gate. Do you remember a sugya called Alushin?
Olshin,
remember? You remember we learned?
Ha-Tolesh Olshin.
Alushin, very good. What happened? If he's Tolesh Olshin, Yechai Mishuma, Yechai Mishum, Tailish. Mishum Tailish. Ve'im li'apotet ha-karka, Chaya Mishuma,
Choresh.
Remember the Gemara?
Right,
this is the one Pirush Yireim. Okay, listen. Shh. Take out the Ramban, Kuf Gimel. You remember such a Gemara?
Yeah.
We learned, right? Alushit, right? Maybe. Comes along the Ramban and he asks a very interesting halach. If he's Tolesh with the Kavana for Tlisha, he's only Chayiv Kishiur. V'im liyapot et akarka Chayiv b'chol shu, says the Ramban. Says the Ramban again. When we come and we say, Alushin is chayiv for Tlisha, that's only kishur. You have to be toilish kishur. Im liapot et akarka chayiv b'chol shu. It's chayiv even a little bit. Yeah.
What about wood?
He takes off these.
entire Vishu, the whole Vishnu's world is to make something which is not good into good. Yes, what can I do? No. If the kavan is what? To make the character nicer. Even b'chal shehu.
What do you mean?
If you're doing it because you want to eat it to that alushin and you're hungry and you're chayiv only if you picked a certain amount of alushin.
Right.
But if you're doing it so the carcass look nice, because alushin make it look ugly. Alushin is must look like ugly cucumbers or something. I don't know.
Because you're making, because you're making like harisha.
What are you chayiv for though? Take a look inside. Read inside. Go ahead, no? Here, the one over there. He's doing it in somebody else's field, which means what? So he's not doing liapot et hakarka. He's doing it because he wants alushin.
Yes.
So if he does it with alushin, what happens?
Even the whole shoes.
You're not mechavin liapot et hakarka.
You're not mechavin.
You're b'tuma. The Gemara says you're b'chol shoes. Question is, it's always liapot et hakarka.
Not always. Sometimes you want to just eat it.
So say if it's in the friend's field. If he did it in his friend's field, here. Im liapot et hakarka b'chol shoes. Machin ot tekulu al liapot et hakarka. Machin ot tzrich l'kol avi bar d'lav d'day. What's the difference? Even if he was mechavin, says the Ramban, sof you miyapet akarka.
Mechavin what? Mechavin to.
Who cares? You were not mechavin liyapot that karka. But lemaisi you miyapet akarka. Upsik reishal lo yamatu. Uperik reblez the mila mina of ikid acher levin acher. Okay, mataz lek acher. Like this is what he says. This is Ramban's karka.
For sure it's
going to be. You miyapet the karka. Now the question is like this. What do you want? What are you chayim, huh? It's kash like this. Every time a person's toilish foolish, right? Chayim b'chol shu. Why? Because you miyapet the karka. Says the Gemara, and if you weren't miyapet the karka, then you chayim with a shiur of klisha. Says the Rabbah, says the Gemara, but it's always liyapot the karka. Every time a person's toilish foolish, his karka's yapet. Says the Gemara, it's in somebody else's field. Question, even if it's in someone else's field, says the Ramban, sof sof you miyapet akarka. Sof sof you miyapet akarka. You made his karka nice. What's the difference?
You don't care for it.
Oh, so it comes up segregation. You weren't mechav for that, but lemais is segregation.
You should still be chayav.
Why is it nichale? It's nichale. What are you kidding?
You don't
need nichale. Nichale doesn't mean I don't want it to happen. Here, I don't care if it happens. What is like nichale? Nichale means I don't want it. You're making holes on my floor. Let's find out. He was never mechaven liapot et hakarka. Who cares? Sof is miyapet et hakarka. Now let me ask you a question. This I heard. It's famous. It's famous Ramban. Everybody speaks about this Ramban. What are you saying? Nikavanah.
Like that, you can do.
Segregation, no.
Secretion.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't want it.
Nichli means holes. He doesn't want. I don't want to be miapis kar. What do I care?
Oh, you don't care. You don't want it.
I don't care. Nichli doesn't mean that I. Nichli is not that I want that malacha. Nichli means I don't care that it happens.
That don't mean the lo nichli.
Oh, Chasu Shalom. Here, I don't care.
That's the lo nichli.
You're making a mistake. That's not the translation of nichli. Nichli means I don't want it. I said chritzim bakarka shuli.
You don't care, but your mamas don't want it.
I don't want it. Here, I don't. What do I care? I help him out. I know I'm not. Here, I don't care. Okay, now listen carefully. What do we see from here? An unbeliever, your son. What is he chayef for? He's chayef for klisha. Where is the hana coming? In klisha or in harisha?
Harisha.
See the hana. Where is the tikkun? I did something. What did I do? I was miyapet the karka. So you see from here that even though I was miyapet the karka is harisha,
it's good enough to make a kol shehu in the Isra of Klisha.
How do you see from
here? And what?
And the truth is, I told you already once. You know, this, you think it's the first time I'm telling
you
this?
Once.
I once told you this.
Remember, yeah.
It's an open Ramban. It's a very famous Ramban. Ramban learns like this. I made what? I was Tolesh Alushin. What am I chayiv for? Klisha. How much? Says the Gemara, Kalshim. 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 Says the Gemara, Im liyapotet akarka, it becomes a Kalshim. Right? Meaning, the whole Talisha was liyapotet akarka. Comes along the Ramban, and he goes a step further. Even if you weren't mechav, then liyapotet akarka. Sof sof yumi apet akarka. Have a psikresha. Vata chayav, afila kalshim. What am I chayiv for? In the case of the Ramban, chayiv klisha, not chayiv
charisha.
No, you chayiv klisha. The case of the Ramban is you chayiv klisha.
But
here I was mecham for klisha. I was mecham liyapot et hakarka. You see, the case of the Ramban. Ramban is I'm chayiv what? Kol shu. So we, and what was the tikkun in? Which malach was a metaken in charisha? It's enough to be mechayiv me for tlisha kol shehu kimo shesav sav yesh tikkun po hagam sha tikkun lo betlisha evo tikkun charisha. Unbelievable. Why is something be kol shehu? So he said it beautiful. Im adavar chashuv la'atzmo omrim shema ze kvar nechshav l'mlacha. Of course, a chidush lama. It's a trick. Why? Because where is the tikkun? In klisha, the tikkun is in harisha. So what do you see from here?
We see from here.
Even though that the tikkun is not in klisha, as long as there is a tikkun, you're already chayiv b'kol shehu. Now let's go back to our sugya.
We have case three. You're taking stuff out.
Even though b'etzem the masa bishul was on a pan of pachot mishum davar, I'm not totzah mizeh. Achshav yesh lecha davar chazak. No, so the davar, the tikkun atzmo, the fact that you did something.
From what malach is that?
You don't need any malach. The fact that you did something, you accomplished something. Shurim is when you don't accomplish anything. I cut off one orange. It's nothing. It's a joke. What's one orange? A grape. A guy cuts off a grape. What's the tlisha?
How an orange to get what?
If a person cuts off a grape, did you do something? No, you didn't do anything. But Eshkaran is a ken. Sure. Ava im b'oto k'tzirat eshko. Something else happened. Let's say you're being, I don't know, you're being zomer or miyap with the karka. Then you'd be chayiv ready for that also. So here too, because now it's a tlisha, it's not a harisha, it's a tlisha. And you want mecham for yipui. You mecham for tlisha. But that's what it says here. I'm not, if I made it up, you could say, how could you make it up? I'm not making it up, that's what it says here. It's exactly what the Ramban says. Yes. Because in our sugi, the water, because al yidei, the water dried up, now you have a beautiful yated. So, zeh machshiv et ha-dried up tipa, shiyem ma'isa bishl. Achshav asita mashu. Lo tzarich et ha-shiur. Yes. Because you did something. Whenever you accomplish, there's no chiyuv shiur. The same way, kishet talik, when I was toilish, grape echad. And shiur, avol bechazo hasiti yipu karka chayav, gam po to davar. Chizuk, I have a beautiful. I did something. I took an atuna and I dried it up. I made an unbelievable thing. I understand. So, but the isur is the bishul.
The shem to make it. The bishul is up to be not by yourself.
I understand. So therefore, the l'shem is there. So I feel I see the pachot mashio, but it doesn't make a difference. The bishul is aso. I see the mashio.
I don't like
to the wood itself and
a tzipa to the park. I mean, here, it's very simple. Yireim starts off with a very nice thing. Yireim comes and says like this. You know what? Make believe. I'm not here, he's not, nobody, okay? Brand new, Atchala Chadasha.
We're in desert land.
Yeah? Atuna Chayav. You're teaching a child, you know what you're Chayav for? And I'll tell you, the child will think of this before any other pshat. Bishalta Mayim, cook the water. What's the problem? The problem is, En Shi'ur L'Bishulta. It's an unbelievable kasha. Unbelievable kasha, what do you do? The answer is as follows. Kshatam Vashel Mayim, yes Shi'ur, why? Kshim Atam Vashel Pachot Ma Shi'ur, you know what you did? Shum Davar. Here, reminds me, Kshayiti Rav, the OTI, yeah? היו מבקשים ממנו לשתות, הייתי עוד ככה, תשתה, אוקיי? לא like this, תשתה.
Drink.
Drink, here you go, drink. Yeah? When I was in OTI, I had these hooligans, right?
And when they want to eat, hooligan. They
come
from here.
Okay, that whatever, you'll let ready, I don't, that's ready to watch me. Yeah? Hooligans I used to have. So what did I do? I would say, really, I want to drink. Lolom di mila. Bekol yom rotim lechov v'lishtot. I would say, you're thirsty? Yeah, okay, drink. Okay? What?
Culture.
It's a joke. I'm making a joke out of them. Why? It's tipa. I'm showing them here. You want a tipa? You take drink. Yeah. It's not chashuv. Okay? It's not lamas. Mivashel. Pachot
me'ashur.
Pachot me'ashiur is not called mevashel lo asiti shum davar. It's not ra'ui anything. Okay, now listen carefully. So the question is, what does the Yireim mean? You don't look at the bishul on the mayim, but we look at it in relevance to the tikkun that it did. That's what you see from this Ramban. Now let's go back to the next question. How do you do the Gemara? Now the Gemara is beautiful. Now listen to the Gemara. Gemara starts saying Mar Perapi. Yeah? And when the Gemara says what? And the Gemara says, Kamit. Now listen carefully. Now listen good. There's another problem. You know what the problem is? Afilu Nagid. Shebishalti Mayim. Kivanti La Bishul Azel. Lo Kivanti.
Lo Kivanti.
I need Bishul Mayim over here. What am I? Put on my chef's hat. I'm cooking mayim. You hear what's going on here? He's a mayim on him. Are you mishuga? Are you shtagata? Here, imagine a guy comes and says, what are you doing now? I'm cooking water. I'm drawing a piece of wood. Yeah, I'm cooking water. It's any fly. You don't realize the sugi is an unbelievable sugi. And I wish you just learned chazal, unbelievable. They took a story where a guy is cooking a piece of wood, cooking. Actually, it's like a guy is drawing a piece of wood. You hear? Mevashel, and lo rak zeh. Yesh gemara shulai yesh pze isur bishul akum. You don't realize how far he is. He's a chef. He's a chef. He became a chef. He's cooking water in a piece of wood. What's the shikayon, right? What's the kash? Sof lo kiven al zeh. So what's the tell? The truth is, there's a whole shaila. The Yireim is mashma that you chay from malach hashem tzrich legufa. I don't have time to go into it. Rov Mefarshim learn in this Yireim, because the Yireim Shitas, all of Hilchot Shabbat, Malach Hashem Tzricha Legufa, is Chayav.
So that's why
you look at your bottom notes over there, he's going to bring it down all the time. The Shitas of Yireim. Your Yalkut Yosef is going to bring it down a lot. That according to Yireim, Malach Hashem Tzricha Legufa is Chayav. You saw it? You ever saw it before yet? Or not yet? Right, that's it, huh? Okay, so now this is the answer to, If you don't learn like that, the sugi is telling you a beautiful thing. Now listen here. What's called ligufa? It's called ligufa. Tzarich ligufa. What is the gufa? You gotta know what the gufa is.
Steak is gufa, no?
The gufa is mar perafi hoder kamit. That's the gufa.
You needed the rafi? What did you do?
The only way to make something a piece of wood dry is al yidei bishul ha-mayim shel.
In other words, the mayim warms up the wood to become dry.
That's what the Gemara wants. That's the gufa already. The only way that something that this thing could become dry is al yidei bishul ha-mayim shabu. It's the only way. So it becomes a malach ha-tzricha gufa. And that's the Gemara's kamashma.
So,
the Gemara's question was, what was the Gemara's question? Lo kivanti, elo kivanti al ha-kishui. It's not true. Kivanti al ha-mir per rafi v'ha-hadr kamit, meaning etzim how would I say it in Hebrew? The procedure.
Malach.
Ha-malach shel zani mitkaven. Al takir ani mitkaven rak la-sof shel davar. Because the sof shel davar is ef shalavo b'li ha-maisa shel nimtza shekibanti al hakol. What don't you? You know what the Gemara's kash is according to the Reim? Lo kivanti lebishul kivanti lesof ha-davar. Meaning what? It's a malach shei tzrich l'gufa. That's good for the kasha.
I didn't need the water to be cooked.
You're I don't saying, need the no, water to cook.
The only way to cook the water is
since the only way to come is only through the bishul amayim.
So this tzrich l'gufa.
Yes,
Rashi tells us differently.
But he's not holding like
that. I shouldn't say that. The mitzius. He's not arguing on Rashi. It's first mipper rafi, then the water goes out because it evaporates, and then it becomes hard. Rashi gives you the case. We're not arguing on the case of Rashi. It gets soft. Because of the softness, that's how the water is able to go out.
Okay.
But the Rambam is learning it's on the etzem eitz, meaning tikkun eitz. Is the bishul amayim? The bishul amayim. I the bishul amayim in a tzrich legufa. The chiddush is that's called a tzrich legufa. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. The malach is mashikivanti. I was mechavim for the bishul amayim because that's the only way it can become it kasher. The shakla v'tayi the Gemara according to Reim is. Bishul amayim, are kivanti, lo kivanti, is kinimtsash as a malacha shein tzricha legufa.
Why?
Because if I wasn't mecham for this, I'd say tzricha legufa. I don't need it.
How are you
going to? I don't want the water to cook. I want the tzad. That should be a hard thing. The answer is, since the only way to become hard is through this miperapi v'hadr kamit, what does miperapi mean? He's saying you can't get to the hadr kamit without the miperapi, and that's the bishul. That's what he means. That is the bishul. The mir perapi and the mayim and everything.
He's just telling you all the process.
It can't be without it. That's it's kamash malon, it's mechamim for that. Comes on the Taish Zerin and says, I'm married to the
Pshat. So kamash malon, it's...
Because it's a very big problem. Rafi asked, it's unbelievable kasha. Think about the kasha.
Wait, don't jump. Wait.
So kamash malon, what?
What piske? It's the tasserit. It's the piske. It's in the psakim. I knew I saw it somewhere. I have a kovetz rishonim. It's called the shefachai. It's a kibbutz of rishonim. So he brings this tasserit, and I looked at the tasserit. I couldn't find it yesterday. It's in piske. Okay, good. It's got to be the piske. It has to be there. He must have meant piske. It's a leak of Rishayim, Asif Rishayim. It's a safe called Asif Rishayim. I'm just telling you, you have it here. Asif Rishayim, it's a blue book. You know those blue svarim they have Asif Rishayim on all the Masechtas? It's a blue safe. You have it. You must have it on brachas and stuff. No, Asif Rishayim on brachas.
She doesn't have it.
Blue safe
called
Asif Rishayim.
No,
it's okay, Asif Rishayim. Yeah. I got the sword. Yeah. All right. We need to hold it. Okay, but kids, listen very carefully.
I said Rambam.
Well, what we thought that do
the same sort of Rambam.
Yeah, of course. Since it can only come through this, that's called Magufa. The Rambam needs it for a different reason. The Rambam needs it for secretion, nechel, and all that.
Rambam.
Well, the Rambam is no. Rambam is
the Rishi.
Who? What did I say the Rambam? How did I say the Rambam?
The same thought we were trying to Rambam or Rambam.
Rambam. Okay, now. Comes along the Piskirid, he says a very interesting thing. Once we're talking about that the thing dries up, right? Why talk about the mayim? Meaning, the eitz itself was became a bushal. Why discuss what? That the mayim...
It's not food.
What? Oh, so either he could come and say that it has to be food. We know paskin has to be food, because you see by mateches... That's the halacha. It's not do food. Bishla has nothing to do with food. Bishla has nothing to do with food. So once we're discussing what, that the mayim became a vushal, and what? And we need to drag in tzricha l'gufa, ain't it tzricha l'gufa? Why don't we talk about the eitz itself, and then it's tzricha l'gufa without all the Torah? Bishalti ha-eitz, v'zeh mashani tzarich. Zeh aguf.
But misuse.
Unbelievable kasha. What do you need? What the mayim? And then you have to start saying,
even
how does the mayim shayach la'etz? Ramban. Tafsik ima Ramban, takit pashut. It's okay. Say simple. Bishalti ha'etz. Finished. Unbelievable kasha. Unbelievable kasha. Why can't you just say bishalti
ha'etz?
Huh? It can't be. Everybody knows. Open Gemara's. What's the napkin, Nina? Go back to Begadim. Now I put the Begadim on the Esh. Is the Bishul the Mayim or is the Bishul the Begadim?
The Mayim.
According to the Urayim, it's the Mayim. According to the it's the Begadim. And you know what the napkin Mina Lalach would be? Let's say I put the thing on the fire. Can I use it now on Shabbos? Halach is when I'm a vassal of Shabbos, also l'shtameshba. If it's the water, it's gone. The chefetz is gone.
Right, so you're allowed to use the chefetz.
I'm allowed to use it.
But according to read,
it was the thing itself. It will be also on Shabbos. Woo! That's Zay Gesund, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Finish.
Who? The Kais Rid?
You're right. Why don't you just say Tikkun Al of the wood? That's it.
I'm just telling you.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm saying that the Rid says, I don't know what you need it for. The Rid says, what do you have to come and talk about the Mayim? Talk about the eights. You just cooked a piece of wood, and the Mela, what's the mile of it? So you don't have to start saying, how is it Tzricha L'Gufa? You know, it's Tzricha L'Gufa because the Bishul is on the eights. It's not on the Mayim at all. And that's the Tzricha L'Gufa. What's the nafgamina? What happens if I took this eitz and I was packing vash? Am I allowed to use it on Shabbos? If it's the mayim is gone. And if it's what?
Shit is good.
Rabbi, the whole shiur.
Yisur Bishul's finished.
Rabbi.
Achefetz lo nimtza po. Achefetz lo nimtza. Mevushal, ma shibishalti lo nimtza po b'chlal.
Rabbi.
Rabbi, that's why the Tosis Rid learns it's going on the wood. And the wood has a shear. And that's why it's Tzarech L'Gufa, and that's the Bishul over here, it's the wood itself. Hi, man. Come, guess you have it. Hi, man. This person. Hi, man.
Where are we?
What's wrong? What's the problem?
Paper.
Hi, man. A person. The artich kufra. Rashi says artich kufra. He melted Zephet. You see, Shehitich Zephet.
Next one.
Haiman.
He melted.
Hey, you see the little Dalit? Haiman. Haiman, we did that one. No, Navachavit is the next one. That's already something else. Haiman, the Artich Kufra. You hear? Says Rashi, Hitich Zephet. Zephet is like tar. He made it what? Hot. He heated up tar. Okay? Hitich zefet. Chayiv mishum mevashel. Says Imar Pshita. Why not? The sugi before tells me, hi man, if a person went and what did he do? He was shodda sichta latuna, he takes a piece of wood and throws it into the fire. That's called bishul. So why is zefet any different than wood, right? pshita. It's pashut. Says the Gemara, ma'u detema. What would I would say? You have it, Nurabai say, ma'u detema. What would I say? Keep on the harder vikusha, since it becomes hard again. Aim aloy, I would say it's not bishul. Kamash malon, kamash malon, it's bishul. Let's see Rashi. So Rashi puts in one word, you hear? The hadr akushi, hadr means what? Chayzer, umit kasha. And it becomes hard. Chayzer, umit kasha. So the shaila is like this. Who cares? Who cares? Lamaisa. Lamaisa, I made the change. Lamaisa, I made the change. Now listen carefully. Oh, so now we spoke in last sugya. That was already last sugya. Right? Because last sugya was, it became soft, and then it becomes hard. So we know already from last sugya that you're only chai of one fourth.
Yes.
What? That's the sugya. Because since it goes back to the original state, remember we said this?
This it makes
the soft helps out that the ikushi is chai. We learned this in the last sugya. Remember? Remember the Rishayim? We spoke about this. Okay. But the question is, why is this sugya different than the other sugya? Again.
Yes.
This is very good. Pshat in the sugya we know now. You know why we know pshat in this sugya? Because of the sugya before. What happened? It became soft, right? That's right. And here too, it went from hard to soft.
No, there was actually that with water. Water actually was done.
No, opinion. No, so?
Now we had a wood water.
No.
Now you have a wood
only. See, you want to know according, no, it was like this. According to the sheetis, that it has to do with the Bishul HaMayim, so this is a new sugi, you're saying?
It's not what?
Okay. But let's say according to the Rishayim that learn that it went from hard, soft to hard, and that's called the Bishul. So what's the Chiddush in this sugya?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because it came to the same state again.
So make, you make it more come on, right. He's making it worse, not better.
Over there, he's all coming out that he wants to make it hard.
And here?
He is making it soft.
So you make it worse then. So of course you're chayiv.
And then he went back and became hard.
So of course you're chayiv.
No, but his machshava didn't stay. He wasn't there. He did what he wanted to.
He made it soft so you could smear it. What do you make? Yeah, but Lamaisi made it soft for the purpose of make smearing it. But you smeared it.
But it doesn't help you. The whole mice is
phenomenal. You made it soft. You smeared it, and then it turned hard.
I know that.
See, exactly what you want that should happen to happen. Why is that a chisar that goes back to hard? And the truth is, what? The Gemara says that the Zephyr went to soft, then went to hard.
Like you turn the light on Shabbos, then you turn it off.
Says the Gemara, Yechayiv. Says the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? Of course Yechayiv. Says the Gemara, because I would say, since it went back to hard, so therefore there's no Chiyuv over here. Even though it went back to heart. Why should I think because it went back to heart you're not chiyuv? I said the sugi before tells me not like that. The previous sugi tells me it can go back to heart and it's still bishul. I mean, what's the problem with it going back to heart? Mao the same. I would say since it went back, there was no shinui over here. Kamash Mulan, you're still chayiv. But that we learned in the previous sugi.
But you're not chayiv because it's hard.
The Gemara before says the same thing. It went to soft, it went to hard. You're chayiv, no?
Hard, you're not chayiv before.
But the Gemara says you are chayiv before. And even though later on it becomes hard, since the beginning was ripu, you're chayiv, right? Here's the same thing. Even though it gets hard, in the beginning it was ripu. You should be, it's the same case. It's the exact same case the Gemara before. And you want to know something? That's why the Gemara puts it together. Amar Rabba. But there has to be some difference. So the truth is, if you learn like the Rishayim and the Sugi before, that there's Mayim that goes out, or there's Mayim that's becoming Mitbashel, here could be as under the Mayim. But the truth is, you're making it worse, not better. The more you talk about the Mayim, the worse you're making the Sugi, because this is Mamish Bishul. This is Bishul, it's regular Bishul. I mean, well, what do you want? I mean, you went. So since you're changing it, you're Mitbashel. I'd rather you add it because it's true. Meaning, if you learn like the Rishayim.
Water.
You have to learn. If you learn like the Rishayim, the sugi before is water. So this is a different sugi. Here, it's not necessarily the water gets cooked. There's no water here. But if you learn like the Pasha, the sugi went from soft to hard. So what's the Gemara over here? Now, Rabbi Sal Tug. There's a very big difference between this sugi and this sugi. Let's see if you can figure out what the difference is.
Here, can I say?
Yes.
You're changing the goof of the object.
So too was the previous sugi.
How?
A hard?
The previous you do, here you don't.
Same thing, you went from soft to hard.
No, but here you're making soft and then it becomes hard by itself.
So, and there also became hard by itself.
No. The first case, you making hard. You making the,
By tar when you stop it.
Yes, yes, it's hard.
No, hard because. What does the Rebbe say? The Rebbe said that maybe.
Bliss.
Washing the water.
The water itself became the bashel.
Evaporate,
bishel, that's the bishel over there. This sugi maybe is nothing to do with water. So that's the chil between the two sugis. Here the Gemara is being mechadish to me that something that went from hard, soft to hard, from hard to soft, that's bishul. The sugi before. So I'm telling you.
From soft to hard.
Where does it come? Maybe it comes from over here. So I'm telling you, this is the Mefurshi Gemara. This is it. That's what Rabbi is telling you. Rabbi said, the first Mandalma is telling me. If a bishul hamayim shibetoch davar is also called bishul.
The question is, what's the difference?
The what?
What's the difference?
I'm saying like this over here. The Gemara before talks about a piece of wood that was put into water, fire. Okay. Chayim mishum bishul. There's a machlokes rishonim why you chayim mishum bishul. Oh, either you chayim mishum bishul because the water in it became what baruch. Became cooked. So we could say that water is possible to cook. Water. You could cook water, okay? It's not such a big pshita, we'll soon see why it's such a big pshita, but whatever it is, it's possible to cook water.
So,
what happens soft and hard, that's talui in the bishul hamayim. Meaning, it gets soft and hard, that not necessarily is the bishul, but could be that's like totsa'ot from the bishul. That's not the etzem bishul. Who? No, I'm talking about the wood. Here the Gemara is mechadish another thing. Not only that we discuss bishul betocha davar, we can discuss bishul al etzem ha-davar.
Right.
We could discuss, this is how I would learn the Gemara.
Etzem ha-davar in the case before.
No, before it was the water that was in it. What? If you learn like that, if you learn like
that. Talking about if you're taking something hard, make it soft, and then you make it into the hard. If you're over.
You didn't make it into hard. What happened was it became hard.
So it doesn't make sense. Your first thing made it into.
First, mice made it into soft.
Soft.
Right. Here, too, your mice made it into soft. Same thing by the Zephyr. Your mice made it into soft.
What made what? What's that? Wood?
Zephyr is tar.
Smala.
What made it into hard? That's the second way to learn the Gemara. The difference is what makes it into hard. In the first sugya,
in the first sugya, the fire made it into hard.